Yael, look at what my cat dragged in.
A dead sparrow? Yuck, Don. I didn't need to see that.
But Yael, this isn't just any sparrow. It's one that's been banded.
So?
Well, now I get to do my part for science by going to www.reportband.gov and reporting the number on the band. Who knows what valuable information I'll be able to provide to scientists?
I don't know, Don. What can scientists learn from a dead sparrow?
Well, where it came from, for one thing. Before banding, people could only speculate about where birds flew every winter or spring and what routes they traveled. For example, did you know the Arctic tern travels 25,000 miles?
Wow, that's a lot of miles.
Right, and band recoveries are what help scientists learn about the tern's flying ability and migratory patterns. Also, when birds are trapped over and over again through the years, this gives scientists a sense of their lifespan. How else can you know if the cardinal at your bird feeder is the same one that was there last year? Plus, some researchers use bands that are easily visible to help them tell birds apart so they can study their social habits from a distance. Oh, and banding can also help scientists estimate the size of bird populations.
So you must be torn up that your cat killed such a valuable scientific specimen.
Now that you ask, I think I'm going to be much more careful not to let my cat roam loose outside. Anyway, to report banded birds, go to reportband.gov.
I bet cats are responsible for way too many recoveries of banded birds.
We'll talk about that later.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.